Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dementia Caregiver's Survival Guide by Janet Cruz is a practical roadmap for people suddenly responsible for a parent, spouse, or loved one living with dementia. Built around an 11-step plan, the book focuses on the everyday realities that make caregiving hard, confusing symptoms, shifting personality changes, difficult behaviors, and the emotional toll of constant vigilance. It also addresses problems that many guides treat lightly, including money stress, navigating care options, and the fear and guilt that can follow moments of anger, impatience, or exhaustion. Rather than presenting a single perfect method, the approach is meant to help caregivers understand the disease process, set realistic expectations, and create routines that protect both patient dignity and caregiver health. Readers can expect clear, action-oriented guidance on responding to aggression, communicating more effectively, managing depressive feelings, and building a sustainable support system that reduces overwhelm and burnout over the long haul. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding dementia and resetting expectations. A central theme of the book is that caregiving becomes more manageable when you first understand what dementia is doing to the brain and how that shows up in daily life. The 11-step framework emphasizes learning the difference between normal aging and cognitive decline, and recognizing that many upsetting behaviors are symptoms rather than deliberate choices. This shift matters because it changes how caregivers interpret events. A repeated question is not manipulation. A refusal to bathe is often fear or confusion, and a sudden accusation may reflect memory gaps. The guide encourages caregivers to anticipate progression, which reduces the shock of new challenges and helps families plan ahead instead of reacting in crisis mode. It also supports a realistic view of capacity, since a person may do well in one moment and struggle in the next. By reframing expectations, caregivers can reduce conflict, protect the relationship, and make better decisions about safety and supervision. In practice, this understanding supports calmer communication, more effective routines, and a greater ability to separate the disease from the person you love. Secondly, communication strategies that reduce confusion and conflict. The book highlights communication as one of the most powerful tools a caregiver can control. Dementia can impair short-term memory, language processing, and the ability to follow multi-step instructions, so the guide encourages adapting your style to the person's changing abilities. That includes simplifying choices, speaking in short and concrete sentences, and using a steady tone and body language that signals safety. It also stresses the value of validation and redirection, responding to the emotion behind a statement instead of correcting facts that the person cannot reliably access. This approach can prevent arguments that drain everyone and rarely produce learning. The guide also supports building predictable routines and environmental cues, so the person does not have to rely on memory for each step of the day. Communication is treated not as persuasion but as support, helping the person feel oriented and respected while preserving dignity. For caregivers, these techniques reduce the sense of constant confrontation, lower stress, and create more cooperative moments during tasks like dressing, eating, and medical appointments. Over time, better communication also helps families coordinate care, because consistent phrasing and routines are easier for multiple helpers to follow. Thirdly, responding to aggression and difficult behaviors safely, a major survival issue for caregivers is dealing with agitation, aggression, and high-stress episodes that can appear without warning. The book addresses this directly by treating aggression as a signal that something is wrong rather than a personal attack. It emphasizes common triggers such as pain, fatigue, overstimulation, confusion, fear, or feeling controlled during personal care. By learning to scan for triggers, caregivers can prevent many blow-ups and respond earlier. The guide encourages de-escalation techniques that prioritize safety, keeping your voice calm, giving physical space, avoiding sudden movements, and stepping back when emotions spike. It also promotes practical strategies like adjusting the environment, changing the timing of a task, offering a simpler alternative, or switching caregivers when possible. Importantly, it frames boundaries as essential, not selfish, especially when physical safety is at risk. Families are encouraged to plan for emergencies, know when to call for medical guidance, and recognize when professional support may be necessary. This topic helps caregivers replace panic with preparedness and reduce the guilt that often follows an episode, while still taking the behavior seriously and responding responsibly. Fourthly, coping with depression, guilt, and caregiver burnout. The guide treats caregiver mental health as a core part of dementia care rather than an optional extra. It acknowledges the emotional weight of ambiguous loss, watching someone change while still being physically present. Many caregivers experience grief, loneliness, anger, and depression, and the book links these feelings to the constant demands of supervision and decision-making. A key focus is guilt. Guilt for feeling resentful, for wanting time away, for considering outside care, or for not meeting an impossible standard. The 11-step plan encourages caregivers to replace perfection with sustainability by creating realistic expectations and prioritizing recovery time. It promotes identifying burnout signals early, such as sleep disruption, irritability, withdrawal, and physical symptoms. The guidance emphasizes building a support network, using respite, and establishing routines that preserve energy. It also encourages self-compassion and practical stress regulation because a depleted caregiver cannot provide stable care. By normalizing emotional reactions and framing self-care as protective of the patient too, the book aims to help readers stay steady for the long term. This topic supports a healthier caregiving identity, committed, informed, and human, rather than heroic until collapse. Lastly, handling finances, care options, and long-term planning, financial pressure and logistical uncertainty can turn dementia care into a constant crisis, and the book gives this reality-focused attention. It underscores the importance of planning early, while the person living with dementia can still participate in decisions when possible. Caregivers are guided to think in terms of a care continuum, from in-home support and adult day programs to assisted living or memory care, depending on safety and progression. The book also encourages organizing documents, tracking expenses, and understanding the ongoing costs of supervision, transportation, home modifications, and professional help. A practical mindset is emphasized. Small choices about routines and supports can prevent expensive emergencies later. It also frames financial planning as emotional relief, because uncertainty is a major driver of overwhelm. By considering options proactively, caregivers can compare services, clarify family responsibilities, and avoid last-minute decisions during hospitalization or sudden decline. This topic supports more confident decision-making and reduces conflict among relatives, since a clear plan can anchor discussions. Overall, the guide positions financial and care planning as part of survival, protecting both the household and the quality of life for the person receiving care. In conclusion, this book is best for family caregivers who are new to dementia, overwhelmed by escalating symptoms, or trying to keep a loved one safe while juggling work, parenting, or distance caregiving. It is also valuable for caregivers who have been at it for years but feel worn down by constant stress, conflict, or guilt. The benefit is practical and emotional. It helps readers interpret behaviors through a disease-informed lens, communicate with less friction, and respond to aggression with safer, calmer strategies. Just as importantly, it addresses the caregiver's inner experience, offering a framework to reduce burnout and depression by setting boundaries, building support, and making peace with imperfect days. Compared with many dementia books that focus mainly on symptoms or clinical facts, this guide stands out for its survival orientation. It explicitly tackles financial strain, long-term planning, and the messy realities of caregiving without moralizing. The step-based structure makes it easier to apply, revisit, and share with other family members so everyone can follow a common approach. For readers seeking clear direction, grounded reassurance, and tools that can be used immediately, it is a worthwhile purchase in a crowded category. If you would like to support Janet Cruz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.